Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. One of my best friends and I are both major fans of Abenomics. The two of us were feeling very sad that Mr. Abe was not able to see the fruits of his economic reform, as the Japanese economy and stock markets were picking up in momentum over the last 12 months. Yesterday's announcement by the Bank of Japan effectively crystallized that Japan has exited from the economic problems since the burst of its asset bubble in the late 1980s and early 1990s. It ended its negative interest rate policy, which has been in place for more than a decade, with a 0.1% rate hike, bringing the BOJ's overnight interest rate to a range of 0% to 0.1%. The central bank also scrapped its yield curve control policy on 10-year JGBs, voted to end purchases of ETFs and J-REITs, and plans to gradually cease commercial papers and corporate bond purchases over the coming year. Meanwhile, the BOJ will continue to buy JGBs at a pace of about 6 trillion yen per month to control market volatility. The key to end this ultra-loose monetary policy is the strong wage gains that have supported service sector inflation, and the BOJ sees that wages will continue to rise this year. Now, this has increased policymakers' confidence that the inflation target will be achieved on a sustained basis. However, the asset price reaction was surprising. The dollar-yen, which has been on a downtrend in March, rebounded sharply post-announcement, and it is now approaching the double top just under 152, which was reached in October 2022 and November 2023. Well, in the post-meeting statement indicated for now, the BOJ expects to maintain accommodative financial conditions. Market participants believe that the BOJ will need to see further evidence that a virtuous cycle between wages and prices is underway in order to deliver any further rate increases. So therefore, the wage dynamics among small and medium-sized firms will be important data to watch out for over the short to medium term. Now, I also believe that this strong rebound in dollar-yen is perhaps a signal that the upcoming FOMC may be more hawkish than the market is currently expecting. Certainly, the narrative of no landing in the US economy has been gaining ground year to date. And technically, we see bullish crossover in MACD on the DXY index. Now, lastly, this announcement by the BOJ means Japanese equities is in a sweet spot, i.e., there's a healthy level of inflation, there's reasonable shape in the economy. These bode well with the story of corporate governance improvement and the still attractive relative valuation versus global equities. So therefore, we continue to stay overweight Japanese equity on a 6 to 12 month horizon. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.